I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. In Italy, a bicycle race has turned into a political confrontation. The race is called Giro di Padania. That could literally be translated as Tour of the Po Valley. The reference is to the wide, fertile lands on either side of the Po River in northern Italy. Nothing controversial there, but Padania is not a universally accepted geographic term in Italy. It's the word used by separatists who want the north of Italy to split from the rest of the country. And that's why protesters who favor Italian unity took to the streets to try and block the race. Today, things got ugly. Not only did the protesters block the cyclists' path, they also shoved and slapped some of the athletes, and then the police got involved. In the chaos, an officer was run over by a car and ended up in the hospital. Later, one of the riders spoke to reporters. Sasha Modulo said the protesters insulted the cyclists as well, but he added, "We have nothing against them, whether the race is organized by the right or the left. We need to race because we're just professional cyclists trying to do our job." It seems a bit naive of the riders to ignore the politics surrounding the race, but Italian sports journalist Pier Bergonzi says there's a reason why the athletes and the Italian Cycling Federation agreed to take part in the Padania race. Bergonzi, who covers cycling for the Gazzetta dello Sport newspaper, says the economic crisis has hit Italian cycling in a big way, and that's meant the end of several small-scale cycling competitions in recent months.
So the fact that there's a group of organizers who have the money to organize a cycling competition in the middle of a financial crisis, that's a good thing for the athletes and for the Italian Cycling Federation.
Bergonzi points out that the athletes themselves have asked protesters to let the race continue, so he thinks that the Giro di Padania will continue until its scheduled conclusion on Saturday.